Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number three of our show. And joining us on the phone right now is Bev Harris from blackboxvoting.org. Bev, aloha. I know you're incredibly busy, and so I want to thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you for having me on.
Now, for those of you listening on our show, if you have never seen the HBO documentary Hacking Democracy, you need to see it. You probably ought to have this permanently in your DVD library. And, of course, this documentary focuses very, very heavily on the work of Bev Harris and her organization and website, blackboxvoting.org. And at this point, I mean, the vote fraud is so out of control. I think the elections are so crooked in this country, they're having to screw those ballots into the ballot boxes if we actually still had ballot boxes. But, unfortunately, these electronic machines have taken over by federal government mandate, and the problems are just exploding. Now, obviously, since the time you and I scheduled this interview, this whole situation of the Accenture software has come up. So would you just share with everybody how you came into possession of this software and what it's showing?
Sure. Well, you know, to be clear, it's the Accenture software is actually not involved with counting the votes. It's involved with determining who can vote. There's four different things that the public has to be able to retain control of in order for us to have a democratic system at all. And those four things are who can vote, which is the voter list, who did vote, the count itself, and chain of custody of these items. What the software that I got recently has to do with this first part of the equation, who can vote and who did vote. And that software is made by a company called Accenture. In 2002, the feds, when they mandated that voting machines come in, they also mandated that the states buy software to create a statewide uniform database. And the vendor that came rushing in and charged the states something like $20 million each for this program, which was supposed to keep track of people, well, it turns out, surprise, surprise, it doesn't keep track of them all that well. It loses people. It's their political party. People who vote every single election, it loses their voter history, which can cause them to get purged from the list. So what happened is I was involved in litigation over an issue like Tennessee. As part of that litigation, I was given a number of files, actually a huge amount of files. It was the hard drives for several people's computers. And on this, I found the actual installation kit for the software itself used in these big statewide voter registration systems. Released it to the wild last week. Of course, I got a cease and desist from Accenture. And so it's been a bit of a rocky ride. But what we do know is, number one, the system is unfixably insecure. Your average high school kid who can do Visual Basic programming without even having the password can totally have his way with the voter list. And the system also is just inaccurate, and it uses this old-fashioned set of programs that is completely inappropriate. Even Microsoft, who makes Microsoft Access, which is used for this as the structure for this, even Microsoft says, don't use this program for anything that requires a secure application. So it's very reminiscent of what happened with the Diebold stuff, where once the files finally go public, we see that it's just, as I said in my article, crap on a stick.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. We have to take a break for commercials here right now. When we come back, I want to pick up on this situation with exactly how big a problem this voter list corruption has become. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org. That's blackboxvoting.org. You should be visiting that website on a regular basis because vote fraud is epidemic in the United States of America. They're stealing your nation, your tax money, the lives of your children right before your very eyes. The corporate media will never report on this because they are part of the problem. Now, I've worked with computers for a good part of my life. I used to work for NASA. I will not accept that the nation that put men on the moon cannot come up with a 100% verifiable, honest, accurate, transparent election system, especially when at least one of them came from the same company that's known for making automated teller machines that never lose a penny from one end of the country to the other. So I don't accept that this is the best that can be done. If it is this crooked and this fraudulent and this open to tampering, it is by design. So, Bev, if you would pick up and continue your horror story about Accenture.
Yeah, and you know, well, you just nailed it. People keep telling me, well, they could make a good system and so forth and so on. This is deliberate. They want a system that is Swiss cheese, so there's plausible deniability when they drive a Mack truck through the holes that are built into the system. This is not something that is an accident that they didn't know about. Understand that the system that they're using with Accenture for the voter registration system, they have known since 1995, excuse me for that just a minute. Anyway, they've known since 1995 thought I disabled that phone. let me yank that plug.
It's Diebold. It's Diebold calling
okay,
in.
That's what it is. It's Diebold calling in. Yes. So listen, they've known since 1995. Oh, there's phones all over me. They're all over me. I'm going to step outside. Anyway, they've known this stuff is bad, that it was inappropriate to use it. It wasn't even designed until 4 years after it had already been determined that this is just not appropriate for use. So is it an accident? I don't think so. The other reason I know that it is what some people at some level want is because, you know, we exposed the problems with the Diebold software in 2003. Nothing has been done to shore up that system. Nothing. It is exactly the same with exactly the same holes as it was almost 10 years ago. When you see that, you know that it's what they want.
Yo, absolutely. The thing I want to back up on this just a little bit, where you're talking about where the Accenture software is using Microsoft Access, and the Diebold I think used the same thing, or they used Excel.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yep. They used Access. It's apparently the poorest database of choice for voting applications.
It absolutely is. I've worked with Access before myself on a project, and I said I will never work with it again. It is buggy. It has problems. Speaking from a software developer's point of view, what is being done in terms of this very simple task of keeping voting records on people and counting votes in and of itself, if you're not adding a lot of junk to it to commit crimes with, it is a simple task where you could develop a very secure standalone application where all the source code is under your own control and you are not held hostage to software errors that are hidden in something that you got from Cupertino, California. This is not a complex task that they're talking about. The only thing that makes it complex is the scale. And I know people have developed voting systems that are much smaller and simpler and easier to maintain. The TrueVote system was a good one out there. And so they're hiding they're literally using the complexity of all these interfaces and access as a way to try and hide what it is they're really doing. And again, because we're talking about the nation's elections, there shouldn't be any secrecy at all. This should
right.
be a public
right.
utility.
You know, one of the producers of Hacking Democracy said, you know, where would you hide a hole so no one would see it? In Swiss cheese. You know? I mean, you put these systems together that are riddled with openings for people to walk through and alter things. And then any kind of doesn't go right, you go, oh, oops, plausible deniability. But there is absolutely no possibility that they don't know. You don't even need to be a hacker in order to adjust things with this. You can literally edit it. You can open it up and just type over what you want. It's that ridiculous.
Well, I know that video, or actually you've had a couple of videos about the Diebold system. And, you know, this idea of disenfranchising voters, this has become a major problem. We know back in 2000 down in Florida, it came out that something like 20,000 voters who would have probably voted for Al Gore were kicked off the voter rolls, and it wasn't supposed to happen.
Right.
And they're just basically 90, using the computer.
Yeah,
they're basically
90,000
using computers.
Total.
Yeah. You know, instead of saying it's human error or somebody was corrupt, it was, oh, it's all in the computer, so we don't know
right.
what happened, and we're sorry
right.
it happened, but they're using the computers to mask the crime and corruption here.
Right. You know, I call that Bafflegab. They know that reporters are not going to really dig in and try to understand how it works. They know that the public is just going to look at two competing so-called experts and get their eyes crossed and go, I don't know, I don't understand it, I don't want to understand it. And so they use this sort of, you know, over-complexified system where it doesn't need to be complicated at all. Look, who can vote? It's just a list. Yes, it because of the number of voters, it needs to be in a database, but there's absolutely no reason, once you put information in, that it should be migrating and shifting around. Understand, what I found in the voter list was that, for example, if you voted every single election, then in 2010, it might show you voted in every single election, and in 2011, the very same database would say you'd never voted. That, you know, that's not something that requires rocket science or NASA-level expertise to know that there's something wrong there.
There's definitely a problem there, yeah.
Yeah, and another thing I found was that when you voted, for example, in a primary, when you voted one party, it was changing your party. And it wasn't just randomly changing people's party. It was changing people's party in alphabetical order, but only, for example, for people from one party, not the other. So this kind of stuff, you have to look at it and say, what is really going on here, and why is it that they want to make this overcomplex system? I really think that it all boils down to not creating more bells and whistles than a more secure system, because security is never going to be secure from the person who administers that system. It boils down to transparency. The public
yes.
has to be able to see what's going on without need for special expertise.
Well, the reality here is, first of all, again, going from the point of view of somebody who has written computer code for a good part of his life, if you have a software error and it's causing mistakes, the mistakes should drift either side with equal probability. So
right.
over a long
random.
Run, the
yeah.
mistakes will sort of balance each other out. But when you're seeing votes and parties being shifted in one direction only, that right there is evidence of intent.
Right, exactly. And the other half of this problem, the first half is that you've got these opaque software-driven systems that, and by the way, they also claim are proprietary, so you're not allowed to see them because they're someone's trade secret.
Mm-hmm.
That is part of it. And the other half is the justice system. There's just no enforcement of anything. They can walk through and violate, 16 different election laws when they do this stuff, and absolutely nothing will be done. And when you push
None
for that,
call it treason.
You get this answer. Yeah, it's political.
Yes. You know, they're the ones who benefited from the election fraud. They're not
right.
going to kill the goose that lays the golden office.
Right. You know, I was just reading this morning, the primary thing that a politician wants is to stay in office. And
yes.
he wants, the problem with having democracy and having lots and lots of people voting just from the general public is that they're fickle. If you don't do what they want, they will vote you out. So you would rather have your constituency that gets you in be just a few, very well-heeled corporations, and then all you have to do is dispense your special favors to them, and they'll keep you in office. The public really isn't the highest on the food chain for these politicians because,
no.
gosh.
You're
you know,
kidding
we'll
me.
Them, right. Yeah, we'll kick them out if we don't like them. So they want to stay in office. So what's the secure way to do that is to try to find ways to bypass that pesky old public.
Yes, absolutely. And not just for getting elected. I mean, the reality is, in the good old days when we had elections that were at least 90, 95% honest, a politician would look out the window at that huge crowd of people saying, end the war on the mall. And they'd say, well, if I don't end the war, then these are all people voting for my opponent next election.
Mm-hmm.
But, these days, the politicians can ignore petitions and ignore protests because they understand the elections are completely disconnected from the public right now. And they're probably running around the halls of Congress saying, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last to those pesky voters. And you know what's
yeah.
really kind of fun, as we come up on this next commercial break, is watching how the corporate media tries to explain away the fraud, with things like, oh, the voters must have been lying to those exit pollsters, and that's the reason why the official results are so different from the exit polls. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with Beth Harris of BlackBoxVoting.org.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Walk like an Egyptian.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're finishing up here with Bev Harris from blackboxvoting.org. And I understand you got to take off real soon, so we got to wrap it up here. But again, that website is blackboxvoting.org. We know vote fraud is epidemic. We know the corporate media is part of the problem. We know the politicians absolutely love things the way they are now. What can we all be doing to try and create a political climate which the politicians are going to say, maybe we shouldn't go down this path any longer?
Well, for one thing, we can never accept the idea that we will allow a government to which we don't give our consent, or that we will allow a situation where we are not self-governing people. One of the things we're seeing is this sort of gradual ridiculing of people. They ought to be able to authenticate their own elections. We own our elections. We own our government. We pay for our government. So initially, we've got to get past this sort of media making fun of people and election officials acting like you're crazy if you just want to come in there and see what's going on. And you got to stand your ground and pull out those video cameras. You know, I have to say some of the Ron Paul folks have done phenomenal work at yanking out their video cameras and capturing election fraud on tape. That's one of the technologies that we can really make use of in coming elections. If people tell you that you can't videotape, videotape them telling you you can't videotape. You know, we're having this, you know, gradually taken away from us, and we've got to really, you know, have some backbone and say, no, you know, we are a self-governing people. We need to be able to authenticate our own elections, and, you know, that's the way it's going to be. Because if we ever accept the idea that we cannot authenticate it, or we're not going to be self-governing, or we don't have to give our consent, someone can do it for us, then it's all over.
Well, we're dangerously close to that right now. Bev, I know you got to rush along. You're really jamming with this whole Accenture situation here. So, again, thank you very, very much for spending time with us today. I would love to have you back on the show any chance I can get you. This vote fraud situation is the biggest threat to our nation that ever has been. As far as I'm concerned, I'm opposed to capital punishment, but I think I could make one exception for vote fraud, because when you're stealing an election, you're not just stealing an office, you're stealing all the tax money of the nation, you're stealing their consent, you're stealing the lives of their children to die in war declared by a government that is not elected by the people. And in my opinion, I understand the media is ridiculing us all because that's all they can do. To try and keep a general public awareness that the elections in this country are rigged, not occasionally, but on a permanent, ongoing basis. But my philosophy is that if the government cannot prove the accuracy and honesty and fairness of the elections by which they claim authority over the people, then we, the people, are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government's dictates, to pay its bills, or to sacrifice the lives of our children in its wars. The burden of proof is on them to prove they're the legal government, not just shout abuse and ridicule at those of us who are asking the questions.
Right on. You nail it there.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much again. Anything else you want to share before you hang up?
No. Keep on working, and I will let you know as soon as we've got something else, another story to break.
Excellent. We look forward to having you back on the show. That was Bev Harris of Black. Okay, that was Bev Harris of BlackBoxVoting.org. BlackBoxVoting.org. And again, there is this documentary. It actually aired on HBO. I don't know that they're going to show it again anytime soon, but it's called Hacking Democracy. And Bev features quite prominently in it. She's not the only one who's in it. And they go out and they just show all across America how the voting machines are rigged, how the optical scan machines are rigged. There should be nothing secret inside. All they're doing is counting button presses and holes in a card. The only reason to keep it secret inside is they're doing something they don't want you to see. Elections ought to be a public utility, like the electric company, like the telephone company, like the water, where it is open at all times to inspection. There is no more important function in the governments of the United States of America than the election process, and they want to keep it secret and under wraps. Now they're talking about having our national elections counted by a company all the way in Spain to make sure that nobody can go over there and see the cheating that's going on. We cannot tolerate that. We need to get rid of these electronic machines by any means necessary. There is no reason for this to be done this way other than about a fascist dictatorship in this country. Now, there's one part of that documentary, Hacking Democracy, and it's at the very end where they go in and demonstrate on an actual working vote machine, just picked at random off the shelf, how they can steal an election. And there's this one election worker who's in there just kind of in the background watching it all going along. And when the theft succeeds, they set up an emulated election. And the hack works where they're able to change the outcome of the vote. And just to see the look on this woman's face, because she absolutely believes that she's in service to democracy and she realizes how easy it is for these machines to steal an election, she just breaks into tears. It's a crisis of faith. We've got to stop letting belief that the election system works blind us to the reality our country is being stolen right before our eyes. We'll be back to these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
I want to do. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room answering your phone calls. Now, skipping back. Now, actually, before I skip back, I want to kind of wrap up on this election fraud situation. It's going to succeed only as long as we, the people, let it succeed. And look at what happened in Egypt, where they had this election going on, and everybody wanted Mubarak's prime minister installed as the new U.S.-backed puppet ruler. And the Egyptian people fought the vote fraud, and despite the vote fraud, the other guy, the Muslim Brotherhood guy, was ahead in the exit polls. And so the elections committee says, we're not going to announce the winner. We have to have consultations. And at that point, the people started pouring into Tahrir Square. And we had the American media and the British media just absolutely confident that Ahmed Shafiq, Mubarak's former prime minister, was going to win the election. He was going to get Egypt back under control for the U.S. and Israel. And the people of Egypt sent a very clear message saying, if you steal this election, there will be a revolution and the whole mess is going to get burned. Everybody in the government will get caught in this one. And the election commission blinked, And they basically said, yeah, the guy who won the election won the election. We're in a, and they backed off. And, of course, Ahmed Shafik has now skedaddled out of Egypt to escape prosecution. As long as we, the American people, sit on our butts and hope the imaginary playmate in the sky is going to make the world better, then the world is doomed. Because the money junkies and the war fans, they're not just sitting and waiting for the imaginary playmate to give them what they want. They're out there robbing, stealing, cheating elections, torturing people, starting wars under any and all pretexts. And it's going to go on until we, the people, stand up and stop it. It's really come down to that. Now, from now through July 4th, we're going to be talking a lot about the Declaration of Independence and how it came into being, and exactly why the Founding Fathers wrote into it what is in it, and how very similar the circumstances we, the American people, find ourselves in today mirror those of the colonials in 1776. We're a lot closer to that tyranny than you might imagine. So, all right, so I'm going to backtrack a little bit here to this situation about pharmaceuticals and corruption in the medical research. And we were talking about how an investigation into Roche Pharmaceuticals found 80,000 complaints of adverse reactions that had never been investigated, including 15,000 deaths. And this is just in the United States. People were sending in reports. Doctors were sending in reports. This medication has produced an unfortunate side effect. And Roche was just putting them into a computer, and that was it. That was the end of the trail. 15,000 deaths. You're more likely to die from a pharmaceutical mistake than you are from an act of terror. Now, moving that forward, apparently two of Merck Pharmaceuticals' former employees have accused the pharmaceutical giant of marketing the MMR vaccines under false pretenses. Now, this MMR, the mumps, measles, rubella vaccine, is the one that the courts in Italy have just linked with autism. So according to this accusation by these two former employees, the MMR vaccines have been mislabeled, misbranded, adulterated, which simply means they diluted them so they could get more bottles out of the same batch. And apparently the certification of having a 95% efficacy rate was a complete fiction. There's nothing to back it up. This is traveling Wild West medicine show behavior. Put anything you want in the bottle, mostly water. Put a label on it that says this will cure whatever ails you. Sell it off the back of the wagon, take your money, and skedaddle, and ignore the complaints of those who are harmed by it. That is the morality of the current pharmaceutical industry. They're marketing medicines to healthy people, and the medicines are making them sick. Oh, it's okay, we got a pill for that side effect. Oh, yeah, that did a really bad thing to you, but we got to medicate, we'll sell you another. Have you ever noticed that people who've got prescription medications in their medicine chest, it's never just one. It's always dozens. Because as soon as they take one and that makes them sick, oh, here's another prescription to take care of that, and another prescription to take care of that. Probably seen all those commercials for Abilify. Your antidepressant doesn't make you happy enough? Add this to it. It's amazing stuff. Now, obviously, people are very concerned about the Spanish flu right now, because it is genetically virtually identical to the bird flu that's being waved around as a reason for all of us to be afraid of Osama bin virus. And the 12-step program to turn it into a real biological weapon, although now they're saying it's actually it's only three steps. You can get Osama bin virus light for only three steps, so forth and so on. Now a study has come out saying that aspirin treatment, which was handed out for the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918-19, may have actually made the fatalities worse, because aspirin is a blood thinner and the Spanish flu is a hemorrhagic illness, that it may have contributed to some of those symptoms. And by lowering the body temperature, actually inhibited the body's own immune system from fighting the virus. By the way, those of you who do a lot of baking, interesting little story came out of the Spanish flu. And by the way, I don't know, the reason they call it the Spanish flu is to obfuscate the fact that it actually appeared on a U.S. military base, Camp Funston in Kansas, during a series of, ta-da, vaccine trials. But it was noticed that workers at a factory that ground up cinnamon bark into the powdered cinnamon that goes to bakers and to supermarkets, they didn't get the flu. And you need to remember, and this goes back to that whole idea of the pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know that things that are growing out there in nature are powerful medicines. Tree barks are loaded with antibacterial chemicals. Wood is loaded with antibacterial chemicals. You know, we all have wooden chopping blocks in our kitchen. Or cutting boards to do our food preparation. And then back in the 1990s, there was this big push. Oh, you want to buy these plastic cutting boards because, you know, they're healthier for you. They're not wood. They're plastic. It's new. It's improved. And it turned out people were getting sick using the plastic cutting boards because germs were growing in the grooves from the knives that they couldn't get out just by washing or wiping the cutting board. And it turned out the reason wooden cutting boards weren't having that problem is the wood has antibacterial chemicals in it that was killing the germs that were in the knife grooves. And tree barks are loaded with all kinds of chemicals. Well, that's where they get aspirin from, by the way. And cinnamon bark is no different. And there's something in cinnamon bark that protected these workers at this factory. They never got the Spanish flu. So there's all kinds of stuff out there. I in hindsight, I wish I'd hung on to that book on herbal medicine that I got. And I donated it to a museum, and I wish now I'd kept it because there was a lot of good stuff in there, stuff that was easy to grow, easy to find. Here in Hawaii, there's a huge folk medicine tradition involving a type of ginger. It's an orange ginger, not yellow, and it's called medicinal ginger. The kukui nut has all kinds of medicinal properties, but they don't want you to know about that. Because if you can go out back and pull a kukui nut off the tree and cure your sore throat with that, well, then you're not going down to your local drugstore and buying whatever it is they're trying to sell you. Anyway, now, as if our college students did not have enough problems, if you're of my age and you took college, you probably availed yourself of the used textbook store. As students would graduate, they'd go over to this bookstore, they would sell off their textbooks to get back part of the money they spent on them, and then new students coming in who didn't have a lot of money would come in, and they would buy those textbooks and take them to the class. Well, by golly, those university bookstores didn't like that. And so this is the reason why these days most college professors are issuing a new edition of the textbook every single year. So you have to buy the new one. Well, students who are still struggling to pay for the bills, they share textbooks among their roommates. You know, if they were staying in the student housing and they had, three and four people, you know, living in the student housing, that was a way of saving money. Well, apparently a college professor has patented a new approach to selling textbooks, where you are required, when you buy the textbook, you also get an access code which allows you to join in mandatory online discussions of the textbook content. And if you don't log in, it affects your grade. You mean lower grades. And the message going out to our college kids is, by golly, you will pay full price for the textbooks every single year, and you will go deeper into debt to the banks to do so. And then you will graduate into a career of unemployment. Education used to be about educating the kids, just like healthcare used to be about making us all healthy. Now it's all about the money. It's all about the money. They don't care that these college kids are graduating with $20,000, $30,000 in debt and no jobs to pay it off. The colleges don't care anymore. They're just there to lure kids into debt, get them on the debt hook as quickly as possible. Next, it'll be on the high school level. You'll have to borrow money to get the books at high school, your school supplies. Can't afford to actually buy school supplies for the schools out of tax money. We got to spend the money on bombs and radar systems. Our kids are being looted. Bad enough we're being looted. for the war machine and for Israel and for Wall Street. But now they're going after the kids. If I had a kid today, I wouldn't even bother sending him to college. There's not much point to it. A degree as a fashion accessory doesn't really get you anything in life. And the jobs that require a college education, they're all in other countries right now. I had a college education. I never used it. What I did for a living most of my life didn't exist when I was in college. I got flunked in a graduate level course for daring to suggest that someday computers would actually put pictures right on movie film without the need for actors and sets and stuff. Oh, boy. They did not like that at all. So I went out and proved it could be done. All right, moving right along. Over in Japan, as you're probably aware, after Fukushima basically contaminated a large chunk of Japan and the Pacific Ocean, the government of Japan announced that it was ending its nuclear infrastructure. They were going to go back to alternative energy, fossil fuels, whatever, but fission-based uranium reactors are simply too dangerous. The consequences of a failure are too great. Now, obviously, a lot of political and economic pressure has been put on the government of Japan by the United States, which still favors uranium reactors because they make really cool bomb stuff. And, of course, by General Electric, which has seen the Fukushima meltdown and Japan's announcement as a major threat to continuing sales of that reactor design, which they're selling all over the world, still trying to sell all over this world. And so all of a sudden, the government of Japan is starting to talk about, well, maybe we have to have nuclear power after all. And it's resulted in protests in front of the prime minister's office. And now we're starting to see, there was talk about restarting the Shika nuclear reactors. The local population are filing a lawsuit saying, you scrap these, you get rid of these things. They are too dangerous. If you want nuclear power, go to thorium cycle reactors. They're safer, cleaner. You can't make bombs out of them, so you don't have to worry about terrorists. But the love of uranium fission reactors is all about making nuclear weapons. Japan is admitting that fish caught off the coast of Japan are contaminated with plutonium from the Fukushima disaster. Remember when Reactor 3 blew up, huge cloud of that sickly green smoke. And they were saying, oh, it's just a hydrogen explosion. Well, folks, hydrogen explosions make steam, and steam is white. But the quadrivalent oxide of plutonium is sickly yellow-green, and that's why we knew they were lying about that all the way back then. Now, the carbon Nazis are trying to come back and get their carbon taxes going and trying to get their one-world government going and saying, you must have a global environmental authority or the Earth is going to die and it's all your fault. And Voice of America was out there screaming that oceans are going to be rising again, which they haven't been yet. And Voice of America was out there saying that the polar ice caps are going to melt and the sea levels will rise. Well, actually, no, because water is very unique in that when it freezes, it expands. And when it melts, when ice melts back to water, it shrinks. But Voice of America, which we already know is a government propaganda front, just went ahead with this ludicrous situation. And I know over at Voice of America, they're paid to be mindless government stooges, but in this case, they're definitely abusing the privilege. Excuse me. Research on the fossil record is showing that after the Permian-Triassic extinction, it took 10 million years for life to kind of sort of get back to where it had been before, to reset life. And one of these epics, they'll get it right, I hope. They'll come up with a truly intelligent life form on this planet here. Let's see, over in Singapore, a church founder apparently misused, in quote marks, 11.5 million pounds in donations. This is the City Harvest Church, a Christian group registered as a charity, and they're now arrested and in the Hooskow. Now, do you remember the other day we were talking about how Massachusetts has made the cost of contesting a traffic ticket at court so expensive that most people are just going along with paying the tickets, even though they know they're innocent? Well, there's a new wrinkle. Over in Great Britain, if you're accused of illegally downloading a music file, you can appeal it, but again, you have to pay fees to go and defend yourself from the accusation. So this is the newest extortion of all the people by the money junkies. All righty. My goodness. Guilty until proven innocent. It's the return of the Napoleonic Code. The money junkies want to take us all back to the Middle Ages. You know, guilt by accusation, torture is okay. You live in poverty so the money junkies can be rich. All right, I'm hearing the music. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show today after these words from our sponsors.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab one more phone call before the end of the show. Steve in Ontario. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? You were talking about the Japanese, like the fish and the contamination and stuff like that. I was reading a story today that Korea is actually rejecting 35 different kinds of fish from Japan at this point. That ban, I think, just was released today.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. We should be doing exactly the same thing. The problem is between Fukushima and the Gulf of Mexico and the disasters with the genetically modified crops, there isn't enough safe food to feed the human population because the people we entrusted to take care of our agricultural infrastructure and our oil drilling and our power stations basically screwed up royally. They were too busy going out and, you know, fighting Israel's war to take care of this country. Again, that Colorado wildfire, you know, fire breaks would have prevented that, but they're too busy, you know, taking the bulldozers over to build forts over in the Middle East with. And we're left here to try and take care of ourselves. And that's why this country is burning up or flooding, because they're not doing the job.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. I mean, the government's cutting back in all the areas that would normally be required to protect us and keep us safe. And, I mean, Canada here, we just had our federal government shut down the one agency responsible for testing fishing and wildlife specimen for contamination. They just released everybody and shut down the entire agency. So now Canada now no longer has its own agency to test fish from lakes and oceans. And we're going to rely on...
They didn't want the test results. The test results would be bad for seafood sales. Can't let that happen. I mean, right after Fukushima happened, the head of the Department of Agriculture went up to Alaska and had a big conference with the head of their fishing commission saying, we know the radiation will never get here, therefore we're not going to test the fish. Go ahead and buy all the Alaskan seafood that you want. It's good for you. And, of course, now Alaska's beaches are piling up with tsunami debris. And I know the cast of Deadliest Catch, privately off the air, away from the TV cameras, they dread somebody picking up a crab off the beaches in Alaska, putting up a Geiger counter to it, and putting the result on YouTube.
Well, I mean, you got the bluefin tuna in California coming up with cesium-137 showing up now that scientists have proven is from Japan. It's like a special, the radiation has a special, almost a DNA to it that they can tell where it comes from.
Isotopic analysis.
Yeah, I mean, so this is everywhere. I mean, it is obviously in Alaska. It's all across the west coast of Canada, and we're getting debris floating up on the shores of Canada. We just had a Harley Davidson in a crate that floated up on the west coast of Canada. And, in fact, the Canadian government and Harley Davidson combined in a publicity stunt to send it back. It was great. So,
well,
yeah,
that's pretty amazing. I mean, here in Hawaii, we don't have anything on the beaches yet that we're aware of, but I know a lot of people involved in the maritime industry, cargo ships mostly, and they're saying, yeah, they're seeing it out in the waters around Hawaii now. It's starting to show up here.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't got more, to be honest with you, because I've been waiting to hear you
we're blessed by this special current called the Pacific Gyre, and the stuff passes by to the north, and it's been very slow coming down here. That's it for the show. There's the music. Thank you for the call, Steve. Got to let you go. We'll be back here tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, get angry about the election fraud, support Ron Paul, support Republic Broadcasting. Got to stand up and start shouting to the skies so that people know how bad things are here in the United States of America, and aloha, America.